Live from the great state of Texas, welcome to the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. The show is live, so please comment during the show.
Each week, we empower today's homeschool families with invaluable resources. Texas Homeschool Convention is more than a podcast show. We're a vibrant community, a gathering of people supporting one another in the incredible journey of raising the next generation of world changers.
Now, grab a seat, get comfortable, and join families throughout the United States and around the world as we dive into today's conversation. Live from Texas is the Texas Homeschool Convention Show.
Hello, 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 everybody. Happy Friday. So glad. Yes, thank you, thank you. So glad you guys are here. Thank you for being here. My name is Chelsea Jobe, and each week I am the host of our Texas Homeschool Convention's live show, bringing you all the exciting updates of the Texas Homeschool Conventions, but also getting you plugged into valuable resources from leading thought experts in the homeschooling world and everything in between. And so glad you're here. This show is live, so feel free to drop in the chat, say hello. We would love to know where you're watching from. I know last week we had someone here just literally right up the street from where we're recording, and so come in and say hi. We would love to meet you guys. Well, so much is happening. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but we are actually like 61 days out from our Fort Worth conventions. And you know what that means. It's time to start releasing all the fun details so you can not only just bring your family, but bring your friends. Because guys, this is a convention like no other. You know, if you've been to our conventions in years past, you're not even going to recognize it this year. We've done so much cool stuff. We've got dynamic keynotes this year. We've got Tim Tebow, Melanie Hempe, Heidi St. John, and Christina Ellis all going to be there. And so I want to show you something real quick. We've been working on something really cool. So I'm going to share my screen with you. And if you just this week, we actually launched our first new website. And so if you go to convention.thsc.org, we'll drop that in the chat for you. You can actually click on Fort Worth or Houston. And if you click Fort Worth, this is what you now see. You can go grab your tickets. We've got kids programs, teens programs, and everything you've been waiting for is right inside the agenda. We've released round one of three of our workshop speakers. And so you can go through day one, day two, day three, go and find like Dr. Kathy Cook's gonna be there. Click in, bookmark her workshop, make sure you're there. So guys, I'm gonna let you go dig in on all of that and have tons of fun with it. But now it's time to get to the real fun. Today I have a super special guest, and her name is Melanie Hempe. She is the founder of Screen Strong. Guys, she has such an incredible story of how screen addiction plagued her home, but with her degree in nursing and partnering up with some really awesome people in the medical field, she has put together an incredible organization called Screen Strong. And so before I invite my friend in, I would love you to tag your friends, let them know we're live, let them know that we're going to be talking about how to navigate screen time in the home. And with all of that said, let's bring in Melanie. Melanie, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much, Chelsea. It's so great to be here live.
Yes. Awesome. Yeah, so exciting. Thanks for coming on. I am so excited to have you not only just on the show today, but you're going to be a keynote at both of our conventions this year, right?
Yeah. So thrilled over it.
Yes. Awesome. Well, this is your first time in front of our audience. And so I always say, give us the 30-second, who is Melanie Hempe? How did you get into this world? Give us that 30-second intro.
Well, I have four children. I am a nurse by training. And what happened with our family, our oldest son became very addicted to video games right under my nose. I had no idea. So who I am right now, I am the mom that is going out to warn everyone else what could potentially happen if it hasn't already happened in your home, and give you the way out, to give you the path and the solution out. So that is my mission. That's my passion. I have, like I said, four children in North Carolina. My husband and I live here, and we're thrilled to have traded a number of those screens for more fun with our family. So that's who I am.
I love that. I love that. So you're passionate about this because your family experienced screen addiction with your older child. Can you walk us through just like a brief story of how you even found that out to be and kind of the trajectory of his life?
Right. So just in a nutshell, what happened is all through middle school, he just started playing more and more games. I had no idea that this was such an addictive thing. And, you know, back then it was like, well, you just give your kids this stuff because all their friends have it. I did everything wrong. I used to give him game time for reward time if he did his homework. I did all the things that you're not supposed to do when you're dealing with an addictive activity. And so I just had all these blind spots. I didn't know he went to high school. It got worse when he got a laptop at school. And then he went to college and he dropped out, Chelsea. He dropped out of school his first year and he was very smart. He was in an engineering program. I just couldn't believe it. And it was that moment when that happened, it just really put our family through a lot of stress and a lot of pain, and him through a lot of stress and pain. He didn't know what was happening to him. And so that's where I hit the road. I started going to lots of different conferences and medical conferences. And I graduated from Emory, so I had a lot of connections there. And I did a lot of work with neuroscientists, and I figured out what had happened. So then I could turn around and make sure this wasn't going to happen to my younger three kids. But being the personality, I guess, that I am, I had to go tell as many parents as I could. In our first little event that we had at our school, the counselor said, Melanie, you need to come talk to some parents and tell them what happened to y'all. And do you know, we had over 120 people, and we didn't even have like email, you know, campaigns back then. It was just like, we just put a little flyer on the door and we said, who's struggling with gaming addiction in your home? And then everyone showed up. And then, of course, within a few years, it was all the social media and the smartphones. And so we do a lot of work now with families and kids. We have education for families, parents and kids on what is happening to their brains, what's happening to their development, and why this is so hard. And then I promised myself, Chelsea, I promised that I would never forget that pain of what it feels like to be so, you know, embarrassed and all the things that we feel, just so brokenhearted when your kids are really caught in the trap. And so I know the pain. I absolutely can relate to every bit of it. I will never forget it. And I will always be very passionate about helping families back away and get out of the trap, the screen trap.
I love that. And, you know, when you and I had talked about you becoming a keynote, we love the brand Screen Strong. We love everything you guys are doing, but your relationship to this as a mom was what was so compelling, right? Because we know that parents, even now, people are tuning in on the chat saying, hey, my kid's already showing signs. My kid has struggled with this. And so we know that you still empathize, right? Just because you found the solution and what works, you're still right there from when you first had that recognition of, wow, my child just dropped out of college because of something so dangerous. Yeah. And so I'm excited to dive more into that story with you. So you go from putting up a sign on a door that says, hey, if your kid's experiencing gaming addiction, come. Yeah. Now you've built a massive brand called Screen Strong. Can you tell us about that and what Screen Strong is doing, the mission, the vision, and all of that?
Yeah, for sure. So our mission is to empower parents with the medical information, right? It may sound a little scary at first, but to empower them with the science so that they can prevent or reverse screen addiction in their home. And we do this through community as well as education. So the very first thing you have to do is get educated. So as I look in the market back years ago, I thought there was nothing for me to read. There was nothing out there that was truly giving me the facts that I needed, because without the facts, you're going to wobble. You're not going to be able to stand firm on your decisions. And so I thought, you know what? We really need some education and information that is really easy to understand. And so one of my gifts, I think, is I can take really complicated science and I can just boil it down really easy for even a preschooler to understand. We have a brand new preschool book that's going to be coming out in April. I'm so excited. Awesome. And about their brain development, right? And then we have our new student course that we just have now in print. And this is for your middle school kids. And now I've got, of course, the parent education, but the fact that we were able to just bring it down and help people understand what's happening in their brain is key. It is so key. It's just like drug or alcohol addiction. You have to understand why this is hurting us. And we don't freak out over it. We don't overreact. We just say, you know what? This is really good information. Yep. And now I know what to do. And as a parent, we really encourage you to become your kid's coach, to quit trying to be their best friend. that you are like their coach and your team is in a losing season right now, and we have got to fix it. We've got to get back to the basics, but we have to know why. And I think one of the most requested things we have from our audience is, can you please help me explain this to my kids? And that's what we are here to do. That's what we've done. We've been very successful with that. And I am thrilled to be able to come to Texas and explain to everybody how to do this. So that's our mission. Our mission is to help you understand the education and the science behind why certain types of screen use really, you know, isn't good for our kids, and what to look out for the warning signs.
Yeah, I love that. And just to set the stage for everyone, Screen Strong is not anti-tech or anti-screen. Is that correct?
That is correct. There, when you learn the science, you calm down and you understand that some things are good and some things are not good. It's just like our diet, right? Some food is good and some isn't. No, we are not a screen-free organization. We are a toxic screen-free organization, yeah. though, right? So yeah. We want to help you understand the pieces of technology that your kid may be using that are hurting them. Because I will tell you, it is their video games. It is their social media, it is their smartphones. It is pornography. It is not their math homework. It is not your English curriculum. We don't have kids, you know, rushing to the counselor's office because they've written too many essays. That's not the problem. So I think that when you come, you're going to learn, oh my gosh, goodness, I'm doing these things really well. And there are certain things that we can do, of course, with online curriculums and whatnot that are really good. But then there are other things that are not good. And we will give you the warning signs and the easy to articulate warning signs that even your kids will be able to articulate this once they hear them. It's really good. It's really good. Yeah. It gives us all a lot of confidence. Like all of a sudden we know what we're doing, right?
Yes. Yes. And I love that you mentioned that, right? Because as we're kind of getting into a new generation of homeschooling families like myself, you know, all curriculums are moving online. Gone are the days of flipping open the 37,000 page math book and flipping to page 67. So, you know, our kids are going to be in front of screens, and it's a tech world that you want to encourage it. And so, you know, you're saying that your take is there's toxic screen habits, which I think you just said, video games, pornography, which is obvious.
And social media.
Yes, those are the big three. But if you're looking at, you know, what is some other healthy screen options? If it's not just curriculum, are there other healthy things that your kids can be doing online?
Well, for sure. If you want to sit down and watch a family movie, watch a sporting event, all those things are fine. The more you co-view, though, the better. And I will say that co-viewing is the key, that if once you let your kids run loose, even if they say they're doing their math homework on their curriculum, within a second, they're going to easily get off of that and start doing something else. So we cannot, you know, release our job as parenting and teacher to the computer, but we can certainly use digital technology to enhance their learning. And that's the key. But until you understand the science behind, like, even why, you know, reading a book, which is why we have our course now in print, why this is going to be better in some respects for them. Now, if you want to watch a video about an experiment, that's fine. But as far as the learning process, that's what you're going to really get a feel for what we should be doing more of, what we should be doing less of, and really what to focus on. And it's so freeing when you understand just a little bit of the science around how the brain learns, how the brain will process screen time differently than, you know, it will process time in a real book, right? It just gives you confidence, and it just takes away all the guessing. So yes, there are a lot of screen activities your kids can do, but with you is always best. Co-viewing is always best. They get very distracted, right?
Yes. Even adults, right? I jump on to look at one thing and 20 minutes later, I'm end up on Pinterest or Instagram.
I know, and you're on all the tabs and whatever. Yeah. Well, it's really hard for kids to do that. So we have in our book, we explain to kids why when you do that, you can't get your homework done, and it takes 4 hours to get your homework done. And so we give them tips for all that. We really give them a lot of really good tools in this workbook that we just have that will be actually at the convention. We will have a few stacks of these there for parents and kids.
No, yeah. That's great. So we have a lot of parents that are tuning in, right? And I think our minds, if you're a parent, is going like, you know, oh man, I think I'm already, you know, my 6-year-old, 7-year-old, 8-year-old are already showing signs of screen addiction. You know, is this curable? Is this fixable if they've already kind of started down to where screens are a major focus in their home? What would you say to mom or dad listening and saying like, is it too late to correct this?
Well, it's never too late to do the right thing. Okay. I will say that. It's never too late to do the right thing. That we have a detox that we suggest that you, and we give you all the tips and the ways and how to do this, because the way the brain works with dopamine, because really this is a dopamine problem that we have, and this is what you'll learn in the science part of it. It's all about chemicals and neurochemicals and dopamine. And if I had had any idea this was happening to my son, I would have really thought twice and figured out what to do, but I had no idea back then. And so that's why we suffered so much over it. But once you understand that, the dopamine science, and we teach you that the dopamine is that when it gets really high, it has to come down, and that takes a little bit of time. And within about 60 to 90 days, you can actually reset your child's brain. So have no fear. Don't throw, you know, the baby out with the bathwater over here. We're not going to get upset. We are going to logically show you how to fix it. Yes. Right now, you are believing that there's no way that you can fix it, because I know I've been there. It's like so frustrating, but I promise that you can. But it takes some work. It takes being a little countercultural. It takes taking that smartphone away. Honestly, the smartphone is never designed for teenagers. Okay. We kind of made a big mistake, you know, but we're going to fix that too. And then you get them back on track. And, but it does require some pulling back of the things that are causing, and you can't moderate it during this time. You know, it's just like with alcohol, you have to not drink alcohol if you're trying to get sober. So we teach you how to reset your kid's brain. And then once it's reset, then we introduce it back in a way that is manageable, that is not using the problematic screens, the video games, the violent games, all that with the social media and pornography. All those things are what trigger your kid's brain so much. And that's what our material is about. And I know there's a lot of talk in our culture about this. And I feel like this is really, we're providing the missing piece. Because if you don't understand some of those little things about dopamine and some of the little things about brain maturity and development and what's different about the teenage brain and even what's different from the 10-year-old brain and the 15-year-old brain, if you don't understand some of that, you're going to be lost and you're going to be throwing darts and you're not going to know what you're doing. So we give you that foundation. And I promise you that the pieces all come together really easily. And the cool thing is your kids will thank you because they are so frustrated and they don't like having their meltdowns and they don't like the conflict in their home. And so I think that the biggest thing that we offer is this reconnection to your family. And that is the biggest problem, Chelsea, by the way. It's the big disconnect that's happening with our kids. So we hand that back to you and we show you how to get there. We give you a very clear pathway how to get there. It's not hard.
I love that. And it's calling us, right, to be intentional parents. You know, we all homeschool because we want that intentionality in our home. And this is forcing us to the screens. Sometimes, I don't know, I have a 3-year-old and even at home, sometimes the screen's the easy option, right? During the meltdown or the right before dinner, that always gives us. Yeah. But it's calling us to something higher and something greater. And so I love, you know, looking at your resources online. You just said it. You have something for the 5-year-old all the way up to the 15, 16-year-old, because it speaks differently to both of those ages. And so I know a lot of our parents on here are parenting different ages, tons of age gaps. And so I love that Screen Strong provides those resources. And as a mom, you have 4 kids, right? So could you give us the brief? So, you know, your first one had the screen addiction. How has your other 3 adapted to this new lifestyle, especially in they're all teenagers or were teenagers in a very tech heavy world? Tell us about that.
Yeah. So you're right. So after the first one, my husband and I were even talking last night at dinner, how we're kind of glad it happened if it was going to happen to our first one so we could then learn and do things different. And so, I mean, we love our first child and he tells me all the time, Mom, please share my story to as many people as you can, so this won't happen to them. But then with our daughter, when she came along, we were going to give our smartphone, but after we went through everything with my oldest son, I thought, wait a minute, I'm going to wait till she's about 16 to give her a smartphone. And then I went to lunch one day with some friends and they said, oh my gosh, whatever you do, do not give your 16-year-old a smartphone. And I thought, oh, wow. Yeah, they're right. All this medical stuff that I'm learning, this applies to social media as well. So my daughter had a flip phone all the way through high school. She just graduated from college a few years ago, and she's great. We did a story with her on our podcast last month. You got to listen to that. That's really cool. Screen Storm Families. And then we have two younger boys that actually were raised without the crazy video games, you know, and without a smartphone. And they just started college. And guess what? They are fine. They did great. In fact, one of them was the student body president his senior year, and the other one was the class president his senior year. They were so social. So guys, listen, I'm not promoting something that I haven't done myself. And I kind of did the first experiment and failed on my first child. And then we tried this different experiment on the last three, and it worked beautifully. And it has worked for thousands of kids all over the nation. We have ambassadors. We have 100 ambassadors, and they're all over the world. And so it really, really works. But yes, to answer your question, we did it different. And I will tell you this. Once you suffer through a screen addiction with one of your children, you don't care what anybody thinks about, you know, getting criticized for being too strict or trying to be a helicopter mom or whatever. None of that is true. And honestly, you don't care because, you know, it's just like anything else, Chelsea. Once you experience it yourself, then you kind of get out of that cultural, you know, tidal wave. And it's like, wait a minute, this isn't working. Like a lot of people decided, you know what? Public school wasn't working for my kids, so I don't really care what anybody thinks. I'm going to homeschool my kids and do the right thing. And so I think that our audience is going to be so excited to just get the tools that they need, the words that they can say, the things they can explain to their friends or to their spouse or to their kids to say, you know what, we're doing this a little different. And it's for such a short period of time that we're reducing the use in these areas. Before you know it, they're in school, they're in college, they graduate, and you know what? They are so much more equipped to handle the digital world once they have really thrived in the real world first. So,
yeah, no, that's really good. It's one encouraging to hear you can have kids that exist and are not like the weird, awkward kids in the on the, you know, hanging out in the corner. But no. In fact, I think you and I even had this conversation. They're more social. They're open. They have great conversation with people. They know how to interact with the world around them without just looking down, liking something, tweeting something, whatever the kids do nowadays.
Yeah. Oh no, they're definitely more social because they have to be. They that's how they make their friends in person. We had kids over here all the time with my oldest son. We never really had his friends over here because they were all on video games all the time. But with the younger boys, we had kids over at our house just all the time, every week, night after night after night. That's how they got their social, their ability to make eye contact and all the things they can talk to adults. They're just much more developed in that area. And so that makes them more successful in life because your social skills are your most important skills that you can have really in every area of your life. So
yeah, totally.
They didn't
agree.
Miss a beat. Trust me, they did not miss a beat.
I love that. We just had someone ask, are you going to be at the convention? Yes, you are one of our keynotes, which we are thrilled. And if you think this conversation is great, Melanie, you have a weekend's worth of content for our convention. So can you give us like a teaser of what your keynote is going to be about? We don't want to give away all the secrets, but.
Yes, I don't want to give away all the secrets, but the keynote is going to be about, you know, how to do this, how to move childhood back to being in person instead of online. And really we're going to address some of the mental health issues that we're dealing with the mental health crisis right now in our culture. And then we have workshops that are going to be our Kids Brains and Screens material. Mandy is coming along. She's one of our speakers. She's one of our top ambassador trainers. And we're going to walk you through the science. Plus we have Dr. Adriana Stacy, who is our psychiatrist partner that works with us. So you just aren't even going to believe what she says in all of the Q&A. We'll have a panel in one of those workshops. And I think the cool thing that Dr. Stacy that is going to be so fabulous is that she's going to be able to do the workshop for your kids. And we just did this recently here in Charlotte, North Carolina. We had 400 kids. It was unbelievable. She got up because she does this every day. She's a child psychiatrist. And she explains to them what is happening to their brain, what is happening when they're on a screen, how to get off, how to do other things instead. So it's not just mom and dad being the bad guy, right? Dr. Stacy is going to explain to your kids how this is affecting their life. It will change their lives. And the really cool whipped cream on top of the sundae is that one of my kids is coming. So, I'm so excited. So your teenagers, your kids, your little kids, your big kids will get to talk to Evan, and he's going to tell them that they will be fine doing life a little different. And he's so funny, and he is going to be really fun to have on the panels. Plus, he'll be in the teenage section workshop, and we'll just have him at the booth the whole time so your kids can talk to him as well. Awesome. So we're so excited. That's a little bit of a nutshell of what we're doing.
No, I love that. You're bringing the crew is what it sounds like, which is so awesome. And so to recap, you're going to do the keynote for us. And then we've also got two additional workshops, guys. So once you hear Melanie's keynote, then we're going to shift into more of a, like an intimate workshop with where she's talking about solutions, how Screen Strong can partner with you to navigate through your specific scenarios. And then on top of that, there's another workshop with a Q&A where you actually get to sit and talk and ask Melanie and her team questions for your exact scenarios, because we know no family is the same. And then last week we talked briefly, but if you guys don't know this, we offer a teen convention, which is built in-house by us, which is for teens ages 13 to 17. Okay. And like she said, Dr. Stacy and Evan are actually going to be coming in and doing a workshop just for this teen convention called You Are More Than Your Screen. Mm-hmm. And I think that title is going to resonate so much with parents, right? Of we want our kids to know that whatever's happening on social media, whatever's happening in their, you know, they've got so many things distracting them, that above all, you're more than this. You have a bigger calling, you have a bigger purpose, and there's life outside of this iPhone that is trying to command all of your time. And so if you haven't registered your kids for that, we would highly encourage you to do so. Mm-hmm. It's going to be an exclusive workshop just for our teens. And so, Melanie, I am so excited. You guys are also going to have a booth with tons of resources. Mm-hmm. You're going to be on site so parents can come and ask you questions, meet you, get connected with your brand. And so we're going to drop in the chat. Your website is screenstrong.org. Mm-hmm. And so if you guys would go there, get connected, check her out with everything. Melanie, I think we're 60 days away from seeing you in person. Yeah. I'm so excited. Thank you for coming on the show today. And we look forward to seeing you at our conventions.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. And any age kid can come to that teen convention too. So just remember, all ages. And you know what? Go get your friends and bring them to this convention. You'll be kicking yourself if you don't, because you're going to be like, oh, I need all my friends to hear this.
So. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you again, Melanie. We are excited, and we will see you in Fort Worth in just a couple of weeks. Okay.
Great. Thank you. Thanks for having me today.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you. All right, guys. That was Melanie. Again, she is going to be the keynote at our 2024 conventions. Let's show her some love in the comments. Guys, I not only love that she is medically trained, that she knows the science of screens, but as a mom myself, it's good to know that there is a community of people who are wanting to do life a little bit differently. And I don't know about you, but that's my desire for my family, is that we don't just fall into the traps of the world or the rhythms of the world, but instead we choose to go a separate way. And so guys, that's what our convention's about. We have set the stage for you to come and hear from people who are in all different walks of life, whether they're just starting out on their journey with homeschooling, whether they're in the thick of it with those 9 and 10 year olds, you guys know what I'm talking about, or they're on the latter end with kids going off to college. You know, this convention is about bringing your family. We've got fun for everybody and doing life a little bit differently. And so if you haven't got your tickets just yet, one more time, convention.thsc.org. So many resources, hundreds of workshops, largest exhibit hall in Texas. I'm so looking forward to meeting you on site. Come and say hi. We'll take a picture. We'll do all of the things. And guys, we'll see you next Friday on the Texas Homeschool Convention Show live. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us on this week's episode of the Texas Homeschool Convention Show.
We hope you are leaving encouraged, equipped, and empowered to take on this week as an intentional parent.
Be sure to subscribe on YouTube and never miss an episode.
No matter where you are in your journey, we are here to support you. Make sure to check out our website at conventions.thsc.org. Come join our community.
Did you know that we host in-person conventions each year in Texas? Join us in Fort Worth, Texas, and Houston, Texas in 2024 as we celebrate 30 years of homeschooling freedom in Texas.
Use code SHOW10 for a 10% discount on your convention tickets.
This has been the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. Have a request for who you'd like to be on our show? Email us at events@thsc.org and tell us more. We always love hearing from you. We will see you next week.